Very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, June the 30th, 2023. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight on Live Talk, we're looking at the political campaign rallies taking place in the country as parties jostle for support ahead of general elections. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening in Sierra Leone, where observers of the country's election are raising concern about a vote count irregularities in a ballot that declared President Julius Maada Bio re-election. As the Muslim majority nation marks Islam's Eid al-Adha, the Feast of Sacrifice, there are calls for peace and unity after violence during the polling process left at least one dead. Senanu Todd reports from Freetown in Sierra Leone.
Sierra Leone's Electoral Commission says Julius Maada Bio won the 2023 presidential election, narrowly capturing victory with 56% of the valid votes. That is just above the 55% needed to avoid a runoff. But national and international observer missions say there are concerns about how the figure was tallied due to a lack of transparency and restricted access to the vote counting process.
Things became a little bit awry and opaque. A number of observer missions could not be able to do the collation as they wish to. A number of national elections which observers at the tally centers equally called attention to access to the process. There were access to observe in some areas, in some regions, because regional tally centers were done, whilst in others, access was very limited.
National Election Watch, or NEW, has been observing Sierra Leone polls since the end of the 11-year civil war in 2002. The group says none of the presidential candidates met the minimum threshold to secure a win. It also questioned the Electoral Commission's voter turnout figures and rejection of ballots it said were inaccurate. The opposition party, All People's Congress, claimed its candidate, Dr. Samura Kamara, won the vote, sparking violence outside its headquarters. Arudu Kamara says he lives nearby.
So the force. Police used force to disperse the people. They started firing tear gas into the crowd. I tried to get closer to see what was happening, but things got tense and the security personnel started firing live bullets into the crowd, so I quickly left the scene.
Political analysts say campaign messages further deepened existing divides.
Both political parties, both of their candidates, were pelting it. If you go to the south and the southeast, people were using that tribal sentiment of, oh, if you don't vote for us, these people are coming against you. And if you go to the northwest, people are going to tell you that, oh, you see, we are in opposition and see how we've been treated.
As some families mark the Eid al-Adha, they urge the newly sworn-in president to address the nation for unity.
Come on radio, come on TV, do jingles, try and preach peace. Tomorrow is another day. The other elections will be in 5 years' time. So let's try and deal with the situation we have now in terms of moving the country forward.
Meanwhile, Sierra Leoneans wait to see what legal steps the opposition parties will take and hope to come out united. Sena Anutor for VOA News, Freetown, Sierra Leone.
And let's now go to Zimbabwe, where Zimbabwe resumed this month open-heart surgery at Parere Nyatwa Hospital after a 5-year break. The first patient to undergo the surgery, 29-year-old Blessing Bonda, says she was afraid of dying as the first patient to be operated after a 5-year sabbatical. Let's hear what she had to say.
Asipo wakazomuka. It's been over a week. Wait for operation. Urukunzi was say we must show Congo do kupawa kumanes na madoctor agakita operation.
I'm not in the hospital. I'm operation.
But you always on the phone boy, also make sure that those operate for what those pour
out.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
That there was a Bonda speaking to Studio 7's Rutendo Mawere from her bed in the intensive care unit in Harare. One of Bonda's surgeons, Dr. Simukai Muchawira, says he's pleased with the progress his patient is making. Let's hear what he had to say.
All right, I understand Esperanza, you have embarked on you've now started a cardio clinic. How is it going?
There's a cardiac clinic. The cardiac clinic was always there. It has always been there. Unfortunately, most of the patients were being managed with medication only. Even when the operation was the most indicated thing, they were still being managed by operations. We also have our own cardiothoracic clinic where we mostly review patients who we operate on, and this has been going on for so many years. And we are happy that we are going to boost our cardiac clinic with the open heart surgery patients, and we bring a new dimension to our medical therapy.
That day was Dr. Simukai Muchawira speaking to Studio 7 reporter Rutendo Mawere. Let's now take a quick break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And tonight on Live Talk, we're discussing about election campaign trails by the country's major political parties. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by UK-based Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF and Tawanda Jokora of the CCC based in North Dakota here in the United States. Welcome to the Live Talk.
Thank you, Tete Marvelous. Magadi Muria Zimbabwe, I got here.
Hey, Muga Gadzi, say, follow me in your river to call at Tinia Sokunzwe. Taurain.
Muria Zimbabwe, I got here, Zanani.
Aiwasha right manje. Vachokora tinoona kuti nguva iya yakwana yekuti vanhu vachibuda vachienda kunotsvaga rutsigiro. Imi sebato reCCC izvi zvamuri kuita iyo nguva iri kutevera iyi tichiona kuti takatarisana nesarudzo.
Aiwa, isu se musangano wevana weZimbabwe, musangano wemacitizens, musangano wevanhu vakagadzirwa nevanhu uchigadzirwa vanhu. Tave ready. Makazoona zvakaitika nezuro mukaka nanzva yamakaona ichiratidzwa naPresident Chamisa muHarare, mamembers of parliament edu nemasenator edu vakamira vachiratidza kuti ndo chaivo chaivo vatungamiriri vevanhu. Morari wanga urimo makauona, kufara kwanga kurimo makakuona, kunoratidza kuti vanhu vakabatana vari kufamba pamwe chete. Kwete zvatinenge tichida kuitiswa nezanu kuti vanenge vachipinda pakati vachida kuratidza kunge mune manyonga-nyonga, mune vanhu vasiri kufara. Aiwa, kwetu tiri kufara. Iko zvinezvi tatogadzirira kuti tichinyatsopinda muvanhu, tichinyatsoudza vanhu gwara zvese zvatichaita patinenge tapinda muna 2020 musi wa 23 August apa. Tichaita manifesto launch yedu manje-manje, so munenge muchiona nanzva yezvinenge zvichiitwa naPresident Chamisa. Kunenge kusina zvinhu zvatanga tichiona apa kuti hurumende inomboita 5 years isingaite maheart operations. Chii chinenge chiitika kuvana veZimbabwe? Vana veZimbabwe vanenge vachipera, vachifa, vachienda kune dzimwe nyika vachiburitsa makunun'una emari. NaPresident Chamisa vanhu vanenge vachirapwa muZimbabwe. Mishina iyoyo inenge ichinzi haimo muZimbabwe, inenge irimo muZimbabwe. Muchaona zvinenge zvichiitika svondo rino. Kunenge kuine marali anenge atanga vanhu vachiungana vega, kwete zviya zvatinoona zveZANU-PF kuti kuChipinge vanhu vakabviswa nemabhazi kuBruwayo, vakabviswa kwaMutoko, vakabviswa kuHwedza, navanhu vakaita kumanikidzwa kuenda kurali vachinzi huyai huyai. Unobvisirei bhazi rakazara kuBruwayo kuenda kuChipinge? Iko kuChipinge kuine vanhu. Zvinenge zvichitoratidza kuti munhu uyu haana vanhu, haadiwe nevanhu, musarudza ari kungopinda kuenda kunopira.
Regai tipe mukana kuna vamavaza. Vamavaza, muri kunzwa zvekutaurwa navajokora. Vari kutaura ivo kuti bato renyu rinogara tichiti muCCC mune nyonga-nyonga, asi vari kuti hamuna. Imi zvii zvamakagadzirira tichitarira kuti sarudzo dzava kusvika seZANU-PF?
Tanga tichida kuti vajokora neCCC vanzwisise kuti regai dzireshii mazai haana kuti. Asi tavatongoziva kuti ZANU-PF yakagadzirira kupinda musarudzo zvakakwana. Tatenga motokari mumaprovhinsi ese ari gumi kuti vafambe vachipeta vatindike vachiona nekutaura kuti
vajokora foni yenyu iri kuita.
Vajokora yanini?
Sorry, vamavaza.
Okay, right. Saka chepisinzi vajokora vataura nenyaya yekuti kuChipinge kwakanga kuri kupakura kukokorodza vanhu kuti vanovhota. Saka kana kuri kupakura, tinokoka vanhu vese kuti tiungane, nekuti yanga kwanga kuri kupakura marali atakuita zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana, vanhu vanenge vari vepedzo tikoga. Saka zvekunzi mazotora vanhu kubva kuBruwayo, aiwa, ndo chirongwa chedu. Tinokarura nekuungana vanhu vese veZimbabwe zimwe chete, kwete vese vashoma nevashoma kubva maprovhinsi, kuti titange basa rekugavhena. That was the mother of all rights yatakaita kuChipinge. But iko zvino tiri kutaura nevanhu munyika, tiri kutaura nevanhu mutai,
Thank you, Mr. Mavaza, but I suggest you move to a better place because we're still having an issue. Your network is bumpy. Coming to you, Mr. Jokora, you heard what Mr. Mavaza there is saying. He's saying that some of your, you know, shall we say, some of the people that have been following your party, CCC, are not to be seen anyway in these forthcoming elections. He mentioned the likes of Tendai Biti. What's your take on what Mr. Mavaza is saying?
Aiwa, apana chatu chando tombota ura panyaya avaru kutaura yo, nekuti apana nyaya avaru kutaura. Lakaitika kuna ba Tendai Biti, jo inonzi democracy. Tunoto zisa ZANU PF, democracy tisu. Kuzanu PF vanoenda kusarudzo vachinzi uyu abatwe, uyu anobatwa, uyu abatwe. Zvino kwedu kune mutongo wejekerere. Makavaona ivo vapiti, ivo vega vachitokorokotedza vamaka. Kureva kuti vakabvuma zvakabuda musarudzo. Ndo zvinonzi leader izvozvo. Ndakatoti zvinoitwa zvaraitwa navatenda ebiti izvi. Ndo zvinofanira kukopwa navamunangagwa pavanenge vadyiwa. Pavanenge vakwapaidzwa naPresident Chamisa, ngavatsumudze maoko, vosarenda, votaura kuti aiwa, ini ndarohwa. Ndo zvinoita demokrasi izvozvo. Saka isu tirikutodzidzisa vanhu, tirikutodzidzisa ZANU PF demokrasi nezvatakaita pachirongwa chedu checandidate selection. Munhu wese anga post yese yange iri up for grab, including yaPresident Chamisa vacho, havatombotyi kuti vapiwe munhu anova kwikwidza. Zvino kuzanu PF ukada kukwikwidzana navamunangagwa watove mhandu waakutourayiwa waakutopondwa. Saka vana veZimbabwe vakaratidzwa vakaona kuti ndo nhapitapi inenge yamo after 23 August kuti vanhu vese vanenge vaine kodzero dzekutaura, vanhu vese vanenge vaine kodzero dzekukwikwidza zvinzvimbo dzavanoda.
Thank you. There we were hearing from Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change. And I have a question from Facebook, our Facebook fan here on VOA, Shona Munyaradzi Kabaira. Hanzi tetema velazi, ndokumbira wakuti muvunze vamavaza kutiko sei ma helikopta akatengwa achinzi ma ambulances e Republic. Sei akaenda kurali kwacho kuchipinge. Asi maiva nevarwere here. Mr.
Mavaz. Takaungana vanhu tinotarisira kuti parikugona kuita vanhu vanorwara, vanokuvara, vanotsitsirirwa. Saka tanga takagadzirira kuti kana vachida kurapa varapi varipo, vachida kuenda kuchipatara nekuenda kuchipatara zviripo, saka mahelikopta akaenda kunobatsira vanhu inonzi preemptive action. Ndozvinoenda ZANU PF inogara yakagadzirira, hatirare nezamumuka.
Thank you so much. I have a caller on the line. I understand. Hello, caller.
Hello, Tete Mavela.
Makadi, iko caller.
Dear right, mutual na mastermind.
Yeah, tinote nda tauraitinzwe mastermind vari ku South Africa po. Tinava Tawanda Jokora, the Citizens Coalition for Change, nava Masimba Mavaza, ZANU PF. Tauraitinzwe tukutaura nyaya mainzwe iri mugango.
Kainzwa, tiri kuvaona zvekuti varume vari kutsanangura zvavo.
But Dandahu, whatever, and I tell myself, Navama, Mama Vaza, and always auntie of one of you.
Taurain.
Mama Vaza, I think, Kazinji, Mutangano, when you know Tadakuwa, Ne Ran, you are still Papa, but you are Papa, Mama Vaza. Of course, younger a giant, but as a giant organization, there is no need to bash other people. Because people want to Kwanakuna one of the 130,000 Muchipinga area Maka and Ayo.
Thank you, Mkoma Mastermind, Varipa South Africa. Manyatso durura, zviripa moyo penyu. Mungo tidau mota uro kuna vajokora VCCC, zhizwa mga tauro unavo, jamuku uono, tichitari sanyaesa rzui.
Gati kuna kuna vajokora, I think people seek, tatakata sama zwane vani, nesa tiku zwaru people seek, wargu pina mchipu seek. Mwako haku ziwa kuti. You have to move up in the next generation. Chamisa was the most popular in Zimbabwe. Sagarango Pindam Shandremas, Daya Yugana Mago Pindo. Pamna Shandre, my MPs, Dashande, Basaranta MP, or it has a good what on a visitor, General MP, I don't know where people share a Dilan Godi, Kutuan Rogans of the Drama Diba, Kukoya MP was MP of Wagabar. Ipapo kutopita mama voti pe ku zanpi ya kuna utane zanpi ya kuta ona ku MPR kudama.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mastermind. Thank you. Let us give a chance to our other callers, because today we have a lot of people that are waiting to be called, but thank you there, Mastermind. Mr. Mabaza, you heard what our caller there just said. He was asking about the busing of people to your rallies and also the issue that, you know, has been circulating on social media that there was a ZANU, allegedly a ZANU-PF MP who was not happy about some boreholes that were drilled, according to the caller. Please answer.
Quickly, we were launching our campaign in Sipinge. Mm-hmm. So we have got 10 provinces in Zimbabwe. So we cannot have the 10 provinces staying in the same place in Sipinge. So we have to take people from different provinces to come and witness the launch of our campaign. That's why you saw people from every province coming to Sipinge. So if he does not understand that, I'm so sorry, but you have to understand it, because that's it. And again, the issue of the boreholes which were done at a deep camp, the ZANU-PF MP simply said you have put your deep camp, your borehole at a wrong place, because it's now draining the contaminated water in the deep camp, and people will be contaminated, will drink contaminated water, and could die. He actually says that has to be put down and find a better place to sink a borehole. It is actually in the interest of the people that he comes in and show where to dig. And you know, triple C, they just want to dig everywhere. They don't understand. You need to follow procedures when you are doing any development in the country. Look in our towns. We are horrible now because of triple C. But we thank God, 23 August is coming, ZANU-PF will win, and will make everything better again.
Thank you so much, Ade. Let's come to you, Mr. Jokora. As we look to this weekend, are there any rallies that are planned by your party, the CCC?
So, Tato, Takato plan, Akushika, Msoeku Pedzisira, Marali, Edututo, Ziaguti, Tienda Kwakati, Tienda Kwakati, Tizonia Gutaura, Zedu, Nakuta Mueda. Vanenge vakatigarira vachiita zveunhubu zviya zviya. Iko zvinezvi sekutaura kwatiri kuita kuno, macandidates edu ari kutoenderwa neusiku, achinorohwa, achinotisidzirwa kumaruzevha uko. ZANU-PF iri kutuma namusoro bhangu vavo vachinotyisidzira vanhu kumaruzevha. Saka hatizonyanya kubuda pachena nekuti tenge tichitya kumirirwa neZANU-PF. Asi tenge tiri muMarch East, svondo iro riri, then svondo rinoteera iro, tichatanga tichaita chirongwa chekulauncha manifesto yedu, tichiratidza kuti President Chamisa vanenge vachiitira chivanhu, hurumende yavo inenge ichiunza kutonga chaiko chaiko kunotasa.
Thank you there. I think we've lost Mr. Jokora somehow. I can't hear him, but I will read a comment from one of our people following VOA Ndebele. Arthur Ndimande says, ZANU-PF is full of old people, only there are no youth. And these old people are eating money, and we are suffering because of ZANU-PF. Which country are you taking care of? We are suffering. We are in South Africa. And which roads are you talking about? Because there are no roads in Zimbabwe, says Arthur Ndimande, who's following our discussion from VOA Ndebele. I will come to you, Mr. Mavaza. There is Arthur Ndimande here asking that you keep talking about rehabilitation of roads. Which roads exactly have been rehabilitated, and what next? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm really sorry for Arthur Ndimande, because in South Africa, it looks like he hasn't been home in a long time. The Harare Gateplane Road has been done and is actually in the process of being finished. Harare Mutare Road is perfect. Harare Blawayo Road is wonderful. Harare Kariba Road is being sorted as we speak. And we've got infrastructure, buildings, dams, which have been built by Comrade Mnangagwa. And we've got our airport has been renovated. It's so wonderful. It's now a class one airport.
Thank you there, Mr. Jokora. Mr. Mavaza, thank you there. Let's give Mr. Jokora just 40 seconds to just say his last word, because time is not on our side. Go ahead.
Vandoti vanhu hatigadzirirei, tinovhotera President Chamisa, vachauya vachigadzirisa nyika. Vanhu vose ndoziva muZimbabwe hakuna kana ari kutomboda kunzwa nezveZANU-PF. hakuna anga voteresa.
Thank you.
Nekuti munhu wese akuziva kuti nhamo
yakauya. Thank you, Mr. Jokora. I would like to say thank you to our two guests, Mr. Tawanda Jokora of the Citizens Coalition for Change and also Mr. Mavaza of ZANU-PF. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye saying have a great weekend, Zimbabwe, and a very good night.